Colin asked me to give a testimony. So this is going to be personal. When I was considering what to share about the lessons Mr. Carroll taught, the first one was, of course, worship. For me, that's an of course. I came to a conference before I decided to be a student, and he spoke on worship. I knew so little about prayer, just minuscule. And he took me there by those windows after the conference was over, and he grabbed a hymn book, and he opened it up, and he made me practice changing the hymn into personal worship. And I felt like pulling my hair out. It was just such a failure, you know, just... couldn't do it. I didn't know how. I didn't understand it. But I went home. He handed me that same little book. He said, take this home with you. And he challenged me to become a worshiper. And I did. I mean, somebody gives you a book, you better use it. So I practiced and practiced and practiced. And it became easier and easier. Well, that's my experience of a lesson, but I wanted to share with you my testimony of the results. When you exercise prayer as worship, you are concentrating not on problems or situations or people or needs. You're concentrating on the person of God Himself. You, in your proclaiming who He is, considering His attributes, your understanding of His character just expands and deepens. Now, for me, the result of that was that I found an anchor. Knowing who He is, not just knowing about Him. I could tell you my first day in class that God is good, but I didn't really know what that meant. I didn't know how that works out. I didn't know how I could trust that and depend on that and stake my life on it. So, oh, you can't hear my Louisiana hands too. Sorry. I backed up because of that. You know, you just know Him. You don't just know about Him, you know Him. So in life, we have those times when things happen, we cannot get our minds around it. Or emotionally, we struggle with things. How can this be? How? This is so wrong. And this is my anchor, because we all experience times like that. It doesn't matter what earthly experiences or what earthly realities we have. God is who He is. He is perfectly good. He's perfectly sovereign. He's perfectly present. He promises, and He's true, and He's faithful. And you just get through it with a rock. The character of God sustains me all the time. Why I need that so much, I don't know, but I do. Okay, the second lesson that was very influential to me was the connection between faith and answered prayer. You can spout words, but what happens? He schooled us on the verses that connect faith with answers. Well, here again, you first try to exercise faith. You know, I gotta build faith, I gotta trust. And of course, they didn't quite get it. So here too I found that what I had discovered in worship, the very character of God, here it anchored me. But in faith and prayer, it was a springboard. Because I knew Him, really knew Him, I could trust him for these people, this situation. When he says, if you pray in my will, you'll receive it. So when I pray for a girl, Lord, root and ground her in your love. I know he's going to do it. He will do it. I don't have to question it or doubt it. It will take place. I don't know when or how, but it will happen. So faith and prayer begin to make sense. It's not what I want or what I hope, but it's who he is in response to my requests. So it puts the weight on for prayer on him. And the last thing, Mr. Carroll would start with the definition of prayer. Now, I understood prayer as worship. I mean, I'd read it in Scripture. I knew that you made petitions, personal petitions, that you interceded for others. I knew there was the aspect of praise. And he would give us the number of times in Scripture worship. Prayer meant worship. And here, this many times it meant petition. And he just went through that. Well, the last thing he would come up with was one I had never heard. And it was prayer as fellowship. And that amazed me. What in the world was that? And then he blew me away when he said, it is the most frequent meaning for prayer in Scripture. And it was over 100 times, well over. And all the others were double digits. This one was over 100. So I was pretty confused, and I didn't know what that meant. And Jerry told you last night, it's when we share our life with him, not just our concerns for people or our needs, but our whole life, so that we are relating to him. Fellowship is a mutual experience. So prayer of fellowship is just my way of relating to God. Prayer is my way of being with him, knowing him, expressing my heart to him, sharing the mundane things of life as well as the crises and the questions. And it became intimacy. Intimacy, I guess, is what you'd say. And prayer is the way to that. And it also, I found it, because it's a relationship in its essence, prayer for me holds me in readiness for then God to speak to me. I'm there. I'm speaking to him. I'm lifting my heart to him. My thoughts are toward him. My attitude is open, and then I am right there when he wants to tell me to pray for this, or to realize this, or to understand that. So three lessons that meant a lot to me as I have grown to know him, and I'm very grateful that prayer is a fundamental course here at the school. It's one of the building blocks for your relationship with the Lord. And I knew zip about it, pretty much zip. So I'm grateful.